Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are studying the subject of love this week, and I want to bring your attention to what has often been called the love chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We find this wonderful chapter lodged between two chapters on the gifts of the Spirit. And in fact, chapter 13 itself starts out talking about spiritual gifts, but its focus is very simple. It says, spiritual gifts are useless without love being demonstrated in the life of the person who's using those spiritual gifts. God wants us as Christians to pursue the things of the Spirit, the things that the Word of God describes and encourages us indeed to pursue and to desire and to covet spiritual gifts. But we are told that we are to pursue love. And in this 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it begins by saying, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. In essence, this scripture is telling us that without love being demonstrated in the life of the believer, the gift of tongues is no better than the pagan worship practice of Paul's day, the apostle who wrote this scripture under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because in his time, it was commonly practiced by the pagan worshipers then that they would utilize the clanging of gongs and cymbals as part of their worship. This scripture tells us that without love being demonstrated in the person's life, that even if they have spiritual gifts which they exercise, in God's eyes, those things are absolutely worthless. And it goes on in verse 2 to talk about the gift of prophecy. And it says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. This verse talks about the prophetic gifting, which is that supernatural ability to understand and communicate the purposes and the will of God. Many people prophesy beautifully. They're able to give words of edification, exhortation, and encouragement to other believers in the church. But do you realize even if you have the gift of prophecy, if you go home and you don't walk in love towards your spouse, towards your children, that in God's eyes, that's an abomination. It cancels out the fact that you just had that spiritual gift operating. God is looking for people who are reflecting Him, and God is love. It also talks about the gift of faith, and faith is a very important spiritual pursuit. We're told in Hebrews that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And yet, even faith that will remove mountains, people who can believe God for great things, people who can stand on the word and the promises of God, even that, which is highly valued in God's eyes, again, this is brought to nothing when the individual who walks in that level of faith does not walk in love. Because God is love, according to 1 John 4:8. And God's focus for the Christian is to be conformed into the image of Christ, and Christ is love. Are you walking in love towards your family, towards those you interact with every day? It doesn't matter if on Sunday you're able to get up and give a prophetic word in your church, or you're able to believe God for great things, if your life is not reflective of God's agape, unconditional, tender love, your giftings are brought to nothing. Then in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 13, it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Charitable acts and even sacrificial giving of one's life, if done without love or if done out of a motivation of pride or the desire to be applauded by men, It's worthless in God's eyes, according to this scripture. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart, and he's looking to see if the believer, those who claim to be Christians, those who claim the name of Christ, are they walking in love? Are they reflecting love to a dying world? This is the heartbeat of God for all of us. If you have spiritual goals for your life this year, I want to challenge you. Let love be at the top of the list, because if you'll walk in love, it will change everything in your life. It'll impact every area of your life. It'll bring you to a place where you are doing what God's heartbeat is. Many people in churches have spiritual goals of being more holy. If you walk in love towards God and towards people, holiness will be the overflow, because holiness, which means being separated to God from things that are impure, you're dedicated to God. A life of love towards God will compel you to stay away from things that are impure, unholy. It'll give you that desire and that drive, because you love God so much and you love people so much, you wouldn't sin against God or people, and that's true holiness. Moving on in this scripture of 1 Corinthians 13, we begin to see what the Bible describes as attributes of love itself. And in verse 4, it says, "Love is patient and is kind." This important description of love in action is very, very vital for us as believers to understand. The Greek word here that's translated patience always refers to patience with people, not patience with circumstances. We are called to patiently love people with all of their weaknesses, with all of their imperfections, just as God does with each of us. This is love being demonstrated through a life when a person can patiently love a person, even through an extended period of time, perhaps even years, where they do not see change in the other individual, and yet they are patient, lovingly patient with their sinfulness, lovingly patient with their inconsideration towards them, lovingly patient when the other person is perhaps even insensitive. And it may be your spouse, it may be other family members, but God is calling you to walk in love, and love is patient towards people. The second part here says love is kind. A person who walks in love, a Christian who truly demonstrates the attribute of God's character, which is called love, is easily recognized by the kindness that they demonstrate in their words, in their actions, and in their attitudes that they display towards all people. Do you realize that even if you're right or correct in your doctrine, but you're unkind or you're critical with your words and with your attitudes towards other people, other believers, other churches, maybe even those you live with, that you're demonstrating a lack of God's love? You're not reflecting God at all. Rightness in doctrine with a lack of love is empty religion. It is not a reflection of God. God is not doctrine without love. And yet many religious people are very, very critical about people's doctrine, and yet they themselves don't walk in love, in kindness and tenderness or compassion at all. Empty religion is doctrine instead of love. In Proverbs 19, verse 22, it says, "What is desired in a man is kindness." A person who reflects God's love truly has a kind demeanor, a kindness in their temperament, a kindness about the way they treat other people. In Proverbs 31, one of the descriptions of that Proverbs 31 woman said that on her tongue is the law of kindness. There's a kindness that will guard your words, a kindness that will guard your responses to people. and it's governed by love itself if you are a person who walks in love. These are very precious to God. God wants us as believers to reflect to a dying, selfish, self-centered world and an unholy world the love of God. And that love is patient with people. That love is kind towards people, whether they are kind or not, whether they are holy or not, whether they are sensitive to other people or not. The person who walks in love will be patient and will be tender and lovingly kind towards others. Is this what you find in your own life? It's God's call to you. It's God's call on your life as a believer. Ask the Lord to show you, are my attitudes, my actions, my words towards my family, towards those I deal with every day, believer and unbeliever alike, are they kind and are they patient? Are my ways reflecting the love of God? That's what God wants in your life. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.